take it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, pause it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
Boy, it is good to be back. After weeks of speaking engagements, secret agent missions, and covert ops that I'm not supposed to talk about, That Computer Show is back on the air. This is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you're listening to episode 127 of That Computer Show, your source for the latest in gaming and technology news. On today's triumphant return episode, we have nothing special planned. I just read that out loud. Instead, we are going to explain to you that adoption agencies don't have the same return policy as Amazon.com.
Really?
They really don't. And a man witnesses a covert security lockdown at an Apple store when he tries to buy a laptop. Ear tugging.
That's racist.
It might actually be racist. He's not playing the race card, but a lot of people are claiming that maybe he should be. And an Apple iPad without the I, the Pixel Pad. Have you heard about this thing? Okay, and the Apple iPad apparently selling over 500,000 units already. Only to five people. It's just five guys that bought them all.
At Rupert Murdoch bought one.
All that and more.
And so did the CEO of Verizon, but I'll tell you something more about him in a minute.
All that and more on today's fabulously decadent episode of That Computer Show, including, I'm going to lead off with the most useless device I have seen all week. No, it's not Eric. I have got the Tweddle. Have you heard about the Tweddle?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the iPad.
No, wow. This actually is, it is more useless than the iPad. It is the Tweddle, the tea kettle that tweets when it's tea time.
What?
Yeah.
Wait. It tweets.
Yeah.
Not like actually makes a sound, but it sends you a Twitter message?
It sends you a Twitter message. It twitters that your tea is
It's
ready.
In the other room, and it can't just make a beeping sound or the classic.
Tweddle, T-W-E-T-T-L-E. Yeah, designers Ben Perman and Murat Multu created...
This had to be in the UK. They drink entirely too much tea over there.
I don't know if it is in the UK or not.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they love... The design is great. They love it. They're all excited, but they need $500,000 to get the $115 tea kettle out of the design stage and into stores. You know what? Don't waste your time. Just donate. Donate it to people in Haiti.
Yeah, the UK have such an obsession over tea... and tea kettles. And I actually watched this special where there's a dramatic moment at the end of a football game. You know, we call it soccer, but the end of a football game that right after the game, Brits all over the country turn on their teapots. And there is a scene in this particular documentary where this guy is staring at a number on the wall, and as soon as the game ends, in that minute, everybody turns on their tea kettles, and the power in the whole country sags. And it's his job... to make sure that it doesn't go below a certain number. And he's like dialing this thing in just because everybody in the country is having some tea.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't think that happens over here. We don't, you know, the Super Bowl doesn't end and everybody goes in the microwave.
I was thinking about it, actually, completely unrelated to the Tweddle. I was thinking, because at That Computer Store, you know, we do take drink breaks. I was thinking we really should have afternoon tea. You don't have to drink afternoon tea. Apparently, afternoon tea is the small snack or meal in between lunch and dinner. High tea, I think, is in for many people dinner.
So would this sack of Gamer Grub be considered?
That sack of Gamer Grub we could have during like
this
afternoon
would be
tea.
Afternoon tea?
It could be afternoon tea.
Performance snack sack.
Does it really say sack?
No.
Good, because that doesn't make me comfortable.
It's good.
Yeah, because you drink that with a bottle of balls, or eat that with a bottle of balls. You get No, thank you. Yeah, so the Tweddle, given much more attention than it really should have gotten in the first place. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
It was a lead story on That Computer Show.
Yeah,
I heard it. I was there.
What else do I have to talk? There's really kind of not a lot of stuff on the internets today. What is this? The iPad?
You know, I have done. I have not done my homework on purpose with the iPad. I could care less.
We've had a lot of customers come in and saying, "Dude, I just saw the iPad." And it's the stupidest thing I've seen all week. Of course, then I show them the Tweddle, and they're like, "Oh, okay, it's still the stupidest thing I've seen all week." Although this actually may take the cake. It is the Pixel Pad. Find my link to the Pixel Pad. Where is it? I have a picture. It looks just like an iPad, but it's only $24. Yeah, Chris, I'll send you this link.
Okay.
The Pixel Pad, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking on device.com because, you know, they've always got cool stuff. But the Pixel Pad doesn't have an SD slot. It doesn't have Bluetooth. It doesn't have Wi-Fi. It doesn't have flash. It doesn't have internet capability.
Well, that's that. You just pretty much described an iPad.
Yeah, well, the main, but the, you can write on this thing with a Sharpie marker. It was a design aid. It's a design aid that precisely matches the iPad's actual size and includes a precision printed grid called graph paper with each square equaling 10 pixels on the iPad. It makes it easy to sketch out and simulate that chart topping app they've been kicking around for a while now. It is the quote display is a 9.7 inch diagonal pad. this is funny. Okay, let me look. 9.7 inch diagonal PAD ambient lit matte widescreen multi sketch display with integrated 10 pixel grid.
It's a piece of graph paper. I'd love to have one.
Yeah.
Just to take notes on and have somebody say, ooh, is that an iPad? You're like, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. It includes a variety of input devices, including a Sharpie marker, a rollerball pen, a mechanical pencil, and a dozen crayons.
That's what I'm talking about. Full color, baby.
Yeah. it's $24 for the Pixel Pad and two 64-page replacement displays.
Now, I came across this video earlier in the week and got a good laugh out of it because it's kind of ridiculous. And I actually thought of my friend Dan, who really likes unicycles, and I was going to send him this video. You seen riding the most advanced unicycle?
No, built? I didn't see
it's
that.
Also on Device. It's also actually it was on that page. Honda has developed a personal mobility prototype. You think Segway, but without having to stand on it and deal with controls. It's sort of like a unicycle. You sit on it.
What is he? He looks so. He looks like he's got something up his butt.
Well, that's sort of the stability bar. No, I'm just kidding. it's an interesting video. It's on Device.
It looks kind of fun, man.
And it's interesting.
It's a gyroscope?
You move around just by leaning, so you could pretty much, it's a lot easier to get around on this than it is a Segway because you have the ability to use your hands. You can move around your office or around the room. You can extend your feet for rest and stability. It's actually looks a lot easier to use.
It looks like fun.
Yeah. It actually does. There's no word if they're going to go into production with it.
But you know what? Okay, these guys both have excellent posture. And I'm wondering if you have really bad posture, you're going to tank on this thing. Because when you lean forward,
you'd be like George Bush on the Segway.
I thought you couldn't fall off the Segway. This thing is kind of cool. It does look kind of cool.
I just thought I'd mention that because it was.
No, the dude fell off it. The white dude fell off of it.
So, wouldn't fly in the U.S. We'd have too many people falling off and suing.
Oh, look, there's two people riding it together. It's a unicycle made for two.
All right, time to push the next button.
Wow. Okay, and in other news, okay, the Apple iPad claims to have sold over 500,000 units.
I'm scratching my head.
We've been really down on the iPad.
Yeah.
Maybe it's really cool. I mean, and this isn't a setup for a joke. Maybe it really is cool, and we just don't get it. But I mean,
crickets. I don't know. The first, I believe that the first set don't even have 3G connectivity. The ones that have been released, you have to use them on Wi-Fi. So, I mean, I'm scratching my head. My Android phone.
Well, how much does it weigh? Okay, but the
does
entry
so
level,
much more.
The entry level iPad.
An iPhone does more than this thing does right now.
But does the entry level iPod pad the entry level iPad cost about the same as a Kindle, right?
I do not know the price.
Like two something. Okay. I don't know. 19.5% of iPads sold so far are in California, followed by New York and Texas with 8.1% of the market share. Barnes & Noble is believed to have taken half a year to reach 500,000 Nooks sold. But the Nook wasn't really marketed like the iPad was.
It's $500, and you can't make a phone call on it.
But I guess what I'm saying is maybe that's not what it's for. You've got a phone to make a phone call.
Okay, so if you have a, say you have an iPhone in your pocket. Just let's just say you had an iPhone in your pocket. Why the hell would you need an iPad?
To read a book, in like a big book.
Actually, the screen on the iPod is fine.
Well, but for you, maybe what I'm saying is legitimately, maybe this has got some utility that we're just not getting. I'm going to go play with one. I'm going to go play with one just to make sure that I'm not just being a Nelly naysay. That's even really.
I can't believe they released one without 3G though. Delivery in late April.
Well, okay, this one will really get you though. An Apple store goes on security lockdown when try to buy a laptop. Did you see this?
Yes, I saw this.
And I haven't watched the video, but Owen J.J. Stone says he walked into the Apple store. I'm reading this from The Consumerist. He walked into the Apple store to get a laptop, and when he asked for a specific model, security went on lockdown. People were touching their ears, saying code words, and blocking the exits. Now, he may just be paranoid schizophrenic. But, here's a couple of quotes. The girl looks at me and she says, "Oh, would you like me to show it to you?" And I said, "No, I have a MacBook. I had one. I have an iMac. I know what I want. If you could just get me one, that would be great because I'm kind of in a rush. I'd appreciate that." So the girl looks at the guy and says,
"Forerunner."
Yeah, the guy's a black guy, too, if that adds any insight to the story.
Dot, dot, dot. When she said "Forerunner," the gentleman touched his ear and, then the security guard came up to the middle of the register. Two people went and stood by the door. People were standing around me, and I'm like, "Dude, do you think I'm going to steal this MacBook?" And he's like, "Oh, no, no, no.
I have two comments to make on this story.
I want to watch
this. One, you should never tell somebody that you're in a rush. You tell somebody in a computer store that you're in a rush, you automatically set off a red flag that your check is probably going to be bad. You know.
That is true.
So if I have somebody come up to me and say, "I want a new computer,
but
know exactly
right
what I
now.
Want, but I need it, I'm in a kind of in a hurry, I need it right now," I'm gonna be like, "Well, you don't just go and buy a computer like that. You don't go to buy a computer like you buy, you know, some shampoo. You know exactly what brand you want. You've been using it for a while. You know, you go, you know, even know which aisle it's on. You go down aisle 7, Publix, and you grab the bottle of Head and Shoulders, and you go up the cat. See, you can do that with shampoo, but you can't do that with a $3,000 computer.
Unless you're just so stinking rich that you wash your hair with technology.
It would kind of sting a bit.
Yeah,
So, I can understand if someone said they were in a rush, it would throw up red flags here. We probably have Kyle stand by the door, and that would
make
be about
Eric
it.
Stand next to them.
Yeah, so we wouldn't put him through that. We wouldn't do that to him.
So I want to. In fairness, I want to watch the video, and there may be more to it than that. I mean, he may have been giving off body language.
He may have pulled out his you know Glock 9 and said, "Look, boo, you know, I want this iPod now." So
one of the comments that's really funny to me, is this guy. It's Dartmouth 05. Seems racist to this white Jewish lifelong Mac user. Dot dot dot. I think there's another guy who says, "I work in retail, and it's the 'I don't want to see it, I'm in a hurry' that's the issue." He said that's a typical way that people with stolen credit cards or bad checks, kind of like Chris said. So
we've had somebody come in here and ask for
a computer. Had a couple people like that, yeah.
And they actually did turn out to be.
I think they're actually Nazis. But so that is a wrap for round one. We're going to be back after the break for more news from the series of tubes we call the Internet. You're listening to That Computer Show at www.thatcomputershow.net. Stay tuned. Segment two will start in mere minutes with a unicycle.
Another public service announcement from Brill Cream. Men, beware. Use one dab of Brill Cream. Just a little dab makes your hair look excitingly clean, disturbingly healthy. This man dared to use two dabs. Now he's in trouble. We refuse to be responsible.
Brill Cream, Brill Cream, Brill Cream. Brill Cream, a little dab will do ya. Brill Cream, you look so debonair. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll love to get their fingers in your hair.
Internet radio. It is diverse and far more entertaining than conventional over-the-air radio. It gives you something you can't get from other forms of audio media. It gives you music you might not hear anywhere else. It gives you interesting points of view and experimental methods of production and content. It's a new type of radio, But there are those that want it gone. There are people who want to take this all away from you. They say that by hearing their product over the internet, that they're getting cheated out of millions of dollars. Let's see, you hear their music and decide to buy it. How does that cheat them? You like their product and choose to spend money on it, and that cheats them how? In a free world, people are supposed to have a choice about where they get their entertainment, and your independent internet broadcaster is being threatened by big money conglomerates who demand you do it their way. If you want a free internet radio community, you need to take some positive action now. Not tomorrow, now. Send an email to copyinfo@loc.gov. That is, copyinfo, copyinfo, at loc.gov. Tell the Librarian of Congress that the World Wide Web is for all people, broadcasters and listeners alike, who are entitled to enjoy this new technology without the threat of the extortion that the big money music interests are proposing. Small internet broadcasters simply cannot afford to pay an inflated per song per listener fee, and you want the free expression of music as art to remain just that, free for all.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. Every day is different. Sometimes Valpak.com has savings on long-distance service. Other times, you might find discounts on long-distance travel. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. Depending on when you visit Valpak.com, you might find savings on pet care, car care, or even hair care. You could come across a coupon for martial arts, or save on CDs from the top of the charts. At Valpak.com, you're in control. Just click the coupons that interest you and print them out any day, anytime. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing with me.
Fire calls for increased flame retardant funding. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. A man on fire made an impassioned plea today for an increase in funding of flame retardant materials. Mel Carver of San Diego has become an outspoken crusader for fire safety after bursting into flames last week while smoking near a gas line. Carver, now fully engulfed in flames, addressed Congress this morning.
Help me!
Carver, who has third-degree burns and raging, crackling flames over his entire body, hopes to increase awareness of the dangers of being on fire. This is Doyle Redland for the Onion Radio News. Pick up the Onion at your newsstand or visit theonion.com.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. And so is Chris. Are you back too?
I'm here.
That computer show in your face, fully clothed this time. Thank you. Okay, during the break, I watched the video for this guy who did the whole, you know, my forerunner.
Blah, that's racist.
Yeah. Okay. The dude's got a blog, and I don't know. Something tells me that this is just a publicity kind of a thing. He's making a big deal. I don't know. I watch the video. You may think different. It's odocta.com, odocta.com. I don't know if he actually is a medical professional. I suspect that he's not. There's and obviously the discussion turned into one of race in the comments. But I don't know. I just smell BS. Yeah, Chris, did you hear any of that I was watching? What are you watching?
Daniel Tosh destroying an iPad with a golf club.
Somebody did a what is it? Will it blend? Yeah, they broke an iPad in half and then put it in the blender, and it did blend. Okay, away from the iPad, away, I say. I am reading an article from theconsumerist.com that concerns me greatly. The title of the article is "Don't Believe a Lawyer That Tells You Adoptions Have the Same Return Policies as Amazon.com."
Well, I don't even. Who? It boggles the mind that someone would even consider it, that adoption even had a return policy.
Yeah. A family that adopted a Russian child with severe emotional problems decided to simply put him on a plane back to Russia with a note for the Child Protection Ministry. He showed up unannounced with a paid escort, provoking, quote, an international incident. The Tennessee woman who put Justin Hansen on the plane in Washington insisted she did not abandon the child, but was following instructions from a lawyer she found online. Hansen told CNN that she was concerned about her family's safety after a series of violent incidents and threats. "I still have energy and I love children," Hansen said. It wasn't that he was just energetic and wearing us down. It was the violent tendencies, and he had to be watched at all time. Once the child learned enough English to communicate, he described horrific abuse, said he was responsible for burning down buildings back in Russia. The woman says the boy threatened to kill the family. The final straw came when the woman says she found the boy trying to light a fire in his room.
Holy wow. Cow. Yeah, I'd put his ass on a plane.
With snakes.
Yeah.
Quote, when the lawyers she found online advised her the adoption could be reversed, Hansen booked the flight and paid the fee for a steward to escort Justin through the airport, she said. She hired a driver in Moscow she found online to pick the child up at the Moscow airport. She found safe references for the driver. She prepared a letter for Justin to the Russian officials. Justin, quote, had never been happier than when he boarded the plane for Moscow, she said. Russian child protection officials were not happy when the child arrived unannounced.
This whole thing would have went a lot smoother if she just got an RMA number. It would have been fine.
You're reading the comments.
Yeah.
You schmo. Oh, that's funny. I'm torn here. You know, I'm very torn because I actually have a friend from school who adopted some children from Russia, and a number of them had emotional trauma as well. I don't know if that's a typical thing for the Russian childcare system, or if it's just a coincidence. But she mentioned, and this was years ago, that kind of was an issue. But I don't think anyone ever tried to set her face on fire or anything like that. Wow, what do you do? What do you do? I mean, I don't think that just packing the kid up in a box and sending it back to Russia is the right thing to do, but
I don't know.
Well,
I really don't know.
Well, anyway, so if you buy a child from Amazon.com, be sure if you're going to return it, you do it within 30 days, and you have to get an RMA number. That's the moral of that.
Wow.
Story. Man gets lockjaw attempting to eat giant sandwich.
That sounds like something from The Onion.
Yeah, I think it's a marketing thing. Yeah, Witch, the sandwich chain Witch,
mm-hmm.
Is naming a sandwich after Mr. Chad Etmuller, a customer who experienced lockjaw after trying to take a bite of a really big sandwich called a Wicked. Wow. Our favorite part of the story, this is from the consumers. Our favorite part of the story is that his jaw locked on the first bite. So he went to the hospital, and while they were taking care of him, his best friend went into his wife's van, found the sandwich, and ate it. Wow. Yeah, so definitely some marketing silliness. Chris, do you have anything cool to talk about?
You know, there's not really a whole lot going on, but I did want to mention some interesting news about my favorite Linux distribution and something that they announced a while back ago that kind of I scratched my head and I was kind of heartbroken. A while back, Canonical decided to change the default search engine in Firefox that comes with Ubuntu, my favorite Linux distribution, to Yahoo, which we all know Yahoo just sold their search business to Microsoft, Bing. So basically, my favorite version of Linux was going to have what amounts to Microsoft Bing as its default search. And it was because of a profit-sharing deal that that Ubuntu had inked with Yahoo. Well, apparently, Canonical has decided to ditch Yahoo and go back to Google. An announcement that had just came out yesterday, and a lot of us are really relieved, and some of us are still scratching our heads going, what is going on? Why would you go back and forth? The real news here is the fact that I really think there's a bidding war going on behind the scenes between Google and Yahoo, who's going to pay the most to be the default search on a little operating system that hardly anybody uses. So apparently it's that important these days. So
it's big money, man. I'm curious, because you mentioned before the show that this might be a... you said something profound, and now I can't remember it, and I should, because it's so rare. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. No, we were talking about, Google versus Microsoft versus... I think Google's taken over the world, and I think that they need to fight back, and I think that they should put Yahoo as the default search engine.
Really?
Yeah. Not really.
You're trying to play the advocate there.
I really was just trying to play the devil's advocate, but I can't stop laughing.
Now, one company, though, that is pushing everybody away, burning bridges left and right, is Apple.
Oh, my God. I wanted to talk about this, but
oh,
first,
my goodness.
Yeah, well, like, okay.
They have shunned Adobe. They have shunned Microsoft. They have shunned Google. And just about anybody else that has a logo that looks like an apple.
An island unto themselves
begins
Apple.
A sentence with the letter I. You know, Apple's got their guns pointed at you. And somebody's got to tell Steve that his head is going to get so big he's going to fall over and he's not going to be able to get back up.
And I want to talk about actually Adobe telling Apple to go screw yourself is what they said. But first, this is just...
And screw themselves they will, because...
We're going to rant about that in a second. But first, a little bit of light news. There's something not quite right about the new Domino's Pizza American Idol finale box.
What? You're not going to bring up American Idol on our show, are you?
Well, I am. Check this out. There's a American Idol. Win a trip to the American Idol finale, Domino's Pizza, blah, blah, blah. And we loves us some Domino's Pizza. But if you look very carefully, can you... Pull it up. Look it up. If you look and go to consumerist.com to see this, and I want you to count that. How many do you see?
Yeah, he sucks at Photoshop.
There's 6 fingers on this American Idol finalist on the box. Actually, 12 fingers when you count it. I mean, suck at Illustrator, not Photoshop. But is there? Well, my question is: there an American Idol finalist that has 12 fingers?
There might be. I mean, you never know.
That's just creepy, dude. It makes me think of V. It's something to do with V. But,
Is that show even going to come back on the air?
Yeah, it's been on. I've watched, the past 2 or 3 episodes. Yeah, okay, it started the beginning of the month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been watching.
I've got to say something about this. If there's a network out there listening, stop the madness. Don't tease us with a season of this great thing, this awesome, cool program, and have 3 episodes. Not half a season. 3 episodes. That's it. And then make us wait for 3 months.
Yeah, it's like they had this whole let's spend more money marketing it than in the actual production of the shows, but we'll make 3 shows so that if people like it, then we'll order more. They're so timid about committing to a show and losing money.
But it's not on Fox. You know, if it's actually a good show and it were on Fox, I can understand it getting canceled, you know, because they cancel shows just because people actually like them. What? Do you mean these people actually watch these shows?
Serenity. Don't even get me started about Firefly.
That was such a great show. Anyway.
So, Adobe man to Apple, go screw yourself.
If you have an article, link it. I just want to rant so much about this.
Yeah, and I have a friend of mine who's a developer, and he was kind of an Apple fanboy, and he said the first thing he did is he went out and bought an Android phone.
Yeah.
Adobe platform evangelist Lee Brimlow has told Apple to go screw yourself, upbraiding the Cupertino cult for banning iPhone and iPad applications from blah, 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 blah. Basically, Apple is forbidding the use of Flash in their upcoming SDK and APIs. Basically, not just it's not enough to say, no, you can't
They won't run.
They won't run. They're actually expressly forbidding the use of that code. Applications must be originally written in Objective-C, C, C++, or JavaScript as as executed by the iPhone OS WebKit engine. And only code written in these languages may compile and directly link against... Basically, the new iPhone SDK is blocking.
You can only use red Legos.
You could
use any other color, and you will be baninated. So, yeah. I mean, it boggles the mind. I mean, I kind of was behind them for their whole HTML5 push, you know, for that kind of stuff. But, and I'm no big fan of Flash. I really don't like it.
I do. I love it.
It has its place in certain things, but I see so many blatantly, retardedly overused Flash this, Flash
and
that.
And I think Flash isn't used enough. I think Flash should be so pervasive and ubiquitous as to overrun HTML as a development language.
The whole room just shifted like 2 degrees in the wrong
direction. Chris and I totally don't agree with this. I think Flash has I think Flash is awesome, but... But either way,
I feel like that's probably a subject for another section.
But what we're trying to get at is that Apple is, and now Apple has always they pride themselves on being the lone wolf. They completely control the hardware channel, so they the only place you can buy an Apple computer is at an Apple store, online, or an Apple affiliated and approved retail outlet like Best Buy. You can't build your own Apple computer
anymore.
Well, you've never been able to legally build your own Apple computer.
Well, there was a short period of time back in the 90s.
But that was all licensed. Like, you and I couldn't legally build our own Apple computer. We could build... I don't even know that you could get PowerPC parts. They sold them for a minute at Walmart. But, so, I mean, they've always done this. And... It has served them well because they've cultivated an elitist attitude, and maybe that's one of the reasons I'm so buggered down on the iPad. Do you think that's why?
I don't know. I don't think there's a real good market for it.
I have got such a techno stiffy for the Microsoft Courier.
See, I equally think that there's just as little a market for that device too.
I am psyched about the Courier
because I have seen Microsoft show off these nice little videos and this great technology time and time again with it never really coming to fruition.
Yeah, and if it doesn't come to market, I'm going to be real disappointed.
I mean, we saw a Courier-like device that was not two screens. We saw this like 5-6 years ago. We did the whole... We got all excited about Microsoft Surface.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And worldwide, I think there's probably three of those things.
Yeah.
Because they're like $10,000 and you can... do like four things. It follows your fingerprint, and
but
it
man,
can
when
take
the
a
Courier
picture.
Comes out and it revolutionizes the way you read in the bathroom.
I tell you what, I will get a Courier and use it on one of those Honda UX3 personal mobility.
We're gonna
prototypes.
No, dude, we're getting the Courier. All right, that is all for the second segment of That Computer Show. We are broadcasting live from thatcomputershow.net. We're gonna be back after the break with some cool news. Windows Mobile Trojan. Google dropping sites for being slow, and well, let's get some other cool stuff too. So sit tight, keep your clothes on. We'll be right back.
We gonna do it. Yeah.
$5
That's not no. It's $5. $5
foot.
Right, no, and it's $5 foot low. It's $3.
It's a 5-second commercial.
Is he directing this now?
I was doing it right, wasn't I?
Everyone's loving the Subway famous $5 footlongs, and there's so many to try, like the Oh My Meatball Marinara or the Temp Delicious Spicy Italian. $5 footlongs, all day, every day.
$5 footlong!
From San Francisco comes...
Rice, a-roni, the San Francisco treat. Rice, a-roni, the flavor can't be beat. One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice,
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Rice-A-Roni, the delicious break from potatoes, now in six fabulous flavors.
One pan, no boiling, cooking ease.
A flavor that is sure to please.
Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat.
Have you heard about Valpak.com? It's the online version of the famous Valpak Blue Envelope with even more great offers. At Valpak.com, you could find savings for your home, coupons for eating out,
table for two,
or maybe even discounts on gardening services. To discover today's savings for yourself, just log on to www.valpak.com. Enter your zip code and start browsing our online coupons. So, how does that sound? Valpak.com. There are more savings online for you.
Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O duck. The Elka pudding. Yes, sirree.
You worked too hard. You ate too much. The cheesecake made you greedy. Let your aching head and stomach hear this message from old Speedy. Alka-Seltzer. Plop, plop. Fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief. Plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Ah, those speedy Alka-Seltzer bubbles burst into action to relieve your upset stomach and aching head fast. It's only as directed. Oh, what a relief it is. What a relief.
Hot dog. Armor hot dog. What kind of kids eat Armor hot dog?
Armor hot dog.
The dog kids love to bite. Picking it up on the old banjo. Put on the mustard and away we go.
Mix from Purina, the cat food with three separate flavors in one package. Three flavors that cats love best: tuna, liver, and chicken. Meow Mix tastes so good, cats ask for it by name.
Meow. A man with a hammer-induced thumb injury appeals to Christ Almighty. It's the Onion Radio News. I'm Doyle Redland. Local resident Bart Pietner made an appeal to Lord Jesus Christ Almighty today following a ball-peen hammer blow to his thumb. Pietner addressed Christ as Holy Jesus Christ Almighty in heaven as he was repairing a chair in his garage. Though details on the spiritual communion are not available, Pietner repeated the name of Christ twice more in the appeal. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, toss it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick.
And what is to undoubtedly be come to known as the iPod, or excuse me, iPad bashing episode of That Computer Show. Oh my god, I'm so stoned. Not really. Okay, look at Unwired.com. I stumbled across a blog post by a gentleman whose name I can't pronounce. Lars Sjoberg. Sjoberg. A gentleman wrote an article. It is the iPad versus Virtual Boy showdown. Now, this is in part a show about gaming, and many of you may remember the Nintendo Virtual Boy. Wow. It was basically a 3D pair of goggles on a stand that you played 3D games on. You remember the Virtual Boy?
Yeah, well, there were only two games. Well, actually, three if you counted the Wario, which is just like the Mario.
You were too alive. The Virtual Boy was only like 2 years ago. No, it was more than that, but yeah, because it was 6 or 7 years ago. They had those at GameStop. I remember making fun of them. Anyway, this gentleman bought an iPad, and in an unrelated turn of events, one of his readers sent him a Virtual Boy that worked. So he decided to iPad versus Virtual Boy it. We're gonna go by his, through his side by side comparison. The price: iPad $500 and up. Virtual Boy $200 to $300 on eBay. Winner:
Virtual Boy.
Attention in cafes. The iPad, you'll get sly stares and possible conversations. With the Virtual Boy, fear and confusion of the unfamiliar and dangerous-looking device. You will be given wide berth. Winner?
Virtual Boy.
Mario games. iPad? None. Virtual Boy comes with two. One of them comes with the console, plus a Wario game.
Which is sort of like a Mario game.
The winner is?
Virtual Boy.
Usable in bed. The iPad. Yes, if you don't mind sitting up and holding it like some sort of caveman or propping it against a pillow like an animal. The Virtual Boy, just lie back and put the goggles on your face. You are now living in utopia. Winner?
Virtual Boy.
The screen. iPad, 768 by 1024 pixels, full color, 178 degree wide viewing angle, automatic rotation. The Virtual Boy, 3D.
3D.
Yeah, 3D. Real life is 3D, so the Virtual Boy is more realistic, unless you only have one eye. The winner? Virtual Boy.
Unless you only have the one eye. This is my favorite. Internet connectivity. iPad. Quirky. Inconsistent. Virtual Boy. Rock solid, reliable. Absolutely no connectivity no matter how close you are to the router. Consistently incompatible with all Wi-Fi products, present and future.
Winner?
Virtual Boy. You can count on it not
working. You can count on it, yeah.
iPad will just make you wander.
Yeah. And there's a couple more. They're kind of silly, but... Quote, as much as I'd like to deny it, my allegiance is to the truth, and the truth is that the Virtual Boy matches or beats the iPad in all important aspects. At least I can console myself with the knowledge that I'll use both of them more than I ever used my PSP. I'm just saying.
That's funny.
I need to give it a chance.
Where is the closest place we could go and actually...
I think Best Buy has one.
We could touch one. I said that.
You did. Windows Mobile Trojan poses as a war game. This is actually kind of interesting.
Really?
Yeah. Miscreants have created a Trojan version of a Windows Mobile game that makes expensive international phone calls from compromised smartphones.
Hmm.
They are in your phone, dialing your countries.
Oh, dear.
Pirated versions of 3D anti-terrorist action, a first-person shooter developed by some Chinese country whose name I can't really pronounce. It was uploaded onto several Windows Mobile freeware sites. It came with a nasty add-on, courtesy of Russian virus writers. These guys, man, these Russians, what's going on?
There's nothing to do over there but drink vodka and write code.
And write code. Compromised phones start attempting to silently make expensive international calls without user involvement. F-Secure confirms this. The malicious code initiates several phone calls to international premium rate numbers. Oh, yeah. Presumably, the bad guys receive a percentage of the resulting revenue. It's kind of like setting up a 900 number.
With price sharing, with revenue sharing.
You know? Yeah. Because, you know, remember the old porn dialers used to do this. They'd dial a bulletin board or go to a website that you would get basically like a permanent charge, and they were the ones making the money. Wow. So, while it may not be an overt... Well, yeah, I guess it isn't a virus. I mean, it's a Trojan. It's, wow. Huh. So what do you have, Chris? You got anything interesting?
I would like to pause for a moment to recognize the fact that the Polish president...
Lech Kaczynski?
Yeah, he passed away. Him and 88 of his closest friends and passengers on an aircraft earlier. They were coming into Russia... They were flying from Warsaw to mark the 70th anniversary of the Katyn massacre of thousands of Poles by Soviet forces during World War II. The plane did not make it to the runway. It was really foggy, and all were lost. So
that's terrible. Any evidence of foul play, or is it thought to be?
No, it's pilot error. There was a spectator who said he saw the plane come out of the fog with the left wing really low, and it hit the ground and...
Wow.
So,
our condolences to their families.
And to the people of Poland. Our thoughts are with you.
Wow.
Anyway.
Don't really have anything funny to say after that.
I'd
Me? No. There's no snark in my heart right now. Not at all. Mm. Okay. I'm going to move on. Google tweaks search results with mystery site speedometer. Now, we tell this to a lot of our web clients, that the speed of with which your site loads, it matters. Now, Google is making it official. They are actually dropping or punishing websites that don't load fast enough. Let me send you this. And get a link that to Chris. And
it wouldn't really matter in Sweden.
Probably not. You may have heard that here at Google, we're obsessed with speed in our products and on the web, wrote Google fellow Amit Singhal. And yes, principal engineer Matt Coots, the man, blah, blah, blah. As part of that effort, today we're including a new signal in our search ranking algorithms. Site speed reflects how quickly a website responds to web requests. Speeding up websites is important, not just to site owners, but to all internet users, blah, 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 blah. Make it faster or we'll drop you.
And then Flash we'll be damned.
Come and get. I can do cool, fast stuff with Flash.
But most people don't.
Well, but that's like saying that most people can't cook a moist turkey, so you shouldn't use turkey in developing your websites.
You should not use turkey when developing websites.
Okay, maybe I'll give you that. But my turkey is moist and delicious. Actually, my problem is that the turkey that I cooked the other week was so moist and delicious, it was too moist and delicious.
I have an example. The really cool website of the restaurant that I showed you the other day.
Huh?
The Fire and Ice website. Beautiful website. Really great.
Oh, yeah.
Until you clicked the menu icon, the menu link. It then sent you to a page that loaded this Flash movie.
That was Flash for the sake of Flash. That is not...
And
that's, no.
For a moment, I thought did the whole menu in Flash, which would be cool, because then you could, you know, see all this menu in Flash. But now thinking about it, that would be a very, very bad idea, and I'll explain why in a moment. So this Flash movie loads, and it takes like 45 seconds of my life away as it's loading. And I'm sitting there staring at this loading, and then it gets done, and I get two options. I can go fire, or I can go ice. And they do this nice animation when I hover over them, and I click them, and it sends me to a standard webpage where their menu is located. It was Flash just for Flash. And the reason you wouldn't want to put your menu in Flash is because it's not as easy to edit a Flash movie as it would be to edit either plain HTML or a database-driven PHP, blah, blah, blah. But that would slow it down. It would slow the website down, and Google would say no.
Yeah. So,
there are many things you can do in JavaScript that are much, much faster, especially on today's browsers. And most JavaScript style things have a nice fallback to the standard text, where if you build Flash as the major component of your web page, if Flash doesn't work, your web page doesn't work. So,
oh, here's an interesting one.
Which a lot of people are complaining on the iPad. The iPad doesn't let you know that there's a Flash component that is missing. It just doesn't even render it. So,
jerks.
Yeah.
Java flaw exposes Windows users to attacks. A vulnerability in Java technology could be exploited by attackers and used to compromise computers running Windows if they visit a web page hosting malicious code, two researchers warned on Friday. Google engineer Tavis Ormandi released details on the full disclosure email list, and Ruben Santamarta, an engineer for WinterCore, wrote about it on his company's blog site. Basically, the problem is with Java Web Start Framework, which allows developers an easy way to create Java applications. Disabling the Java plugin will not protect against an attack, according to the Google employee. Apparently, Ormandi said he informed Sun about the problem, but told it was not considered high enough priority to issue a patch outside of the regular quarterly patch cycle. Representatives at Oracle, which recently acquired Sun, did not respond to a phone call or emails seeking comment late on Friday. What do you think?
I don't have comment.
Oh, dear. iPad porn. No, we're not going to look at that. Not during the show. Most of the other stuff that I have... Oh, yeah, you know what? The Get a Mac ads? Looks like they're probably over.
Yay.
I'm a Mac. I'm a PC. What are their names? I can't remember their names. Justin something. I don't know. The that guy and the skinny guy.
Isn't the skinny guy like doing movies and TV now?
Yeah, well, the fat guy, he's not actually fat, but he they're both character actors. I think there was some Saturday Night Live work and some other stuff, but they both report they haven't been in the studio for a while, and Apple's not returning their calls, and actually I think there's a cease and desist letter and restraining order and guard dogs that have been released on them. So it looks like they might not be might not be doing those ads anymore.
They need their own TV show.
Yeah, the I'm a Mac, I'm a P. It would be a 30-minute sitcom on ABC Family.
Yeah.
It would
but
suck.
But they would, like, detectives that...
that was like a Starsky and Hutch kind of a thing?
Yeah. One of them's kind of special.
Bill Gates would be Huggy Bear.
Yeah. Sitting all smirk in a nice leather couch, leaning to one side, trying to tell you that the demonstration that you're seeing behind you is not really broken. It's a feature. That the pause that you're experiencing is for you to sit and reflect on your purchase of Windows.
Wow. How much time do we have left?
I saw a really great thing. Bill Gates opposite Conan O'Brien. And Conan ran out of funny things to say. The demonstration was dragging on and dragging on. And you could just see Bill Gates just sitting there. I'm the richest man in the world. And I look like a complete schmuck right now. Yes, please buy my product. Anyway.
Did you know that all iPhone ads are 9:42 a.m.? Apparently people have been obsessed about this.
Yeah, I guess now that I think about it, that number does seem to pop in.
Every picture of every iPhone on every Apple ad shows the time is 9:42.
I just had a scary thought.
What?
Do you remember the scene in...
Oh, the iPad shows time at 9:41.
At the movie... National Lampoon's the detective movie with O.J. Simpson in it.
Naked Gun?
Naked Gun 2.5. So the lady's watch read a certain time and sent her into that mode where she took a gun and tried to kill the queen.
Oh, like she was programmed? Yeah. You think that's what it is?
There are programming people out there with the 9:42. Somebody's going to see this ad and go out and buy an iPad. Well, 300,000 people were supposed to do it. But they bought some extra time during the Super Bowl or something, so 530,000 people bought iPads. So.
Senior Vice President Scott Forstall of iPhone Software, quote, "We designed the product launch keynote so that the big reveal of the product happens around 40 minutes into the presentation. When the big image of the product appears on screen, we want the time shown to be close to the actual time on the audience's watches. But we know we won't hit 40 minutes exactly." Quote, so you add a couple minutes? Yeah, and for the iPhone, we made it 42 minutes. It turned out we were pretty accurate with that estimate. So for the iPad, we made it 41 minutes. And there you are, the secret of the magic time.
Boo. Took all the fun and suspense out of it.
Yeah, that was a lot dumber than your... Well, actually, I don't know if it was dumber than your idea, but it was...
Oh, well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Oh, goodness. All right, ladies and gentlemen. That is all for this week's episode of That Computer Show. Thank you for suffering through it with us. We had a blast. We'll be back next week with more... Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hit us up during the week at thatcomputershow.net to get downloads, blog posts, past episodes, and more. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Just don't expect our tea kettles to respond. Look us up. TCS Joe is our nick. Tweet with us and join in. Until next week, this is Steven.
And this is Chris.
And you've been listening to
That Computer Show. Name it, read it, tweet it, print it, scan it, send it, fax, rename it, touch it, bring it, pay it, watch it, turn it, leave it, stop, format it, buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it.